Hello guys, so I actually decided to do another episode of the Diary of Minecraft Zombie, so another series I guess. This is the third part. Now guys, I'll try my best to actually find the first part because can't really find it. So this book is called When Nature Calls. And let's go. Yeah, I'm opening the book. Wow. Sunday. Wow, I can't believe it. Mom and Dad just told me that they're taking us to the jungle biome for spring break. The jungle biome is like the coolest biome ever. Best of all, it's got the best amusement park in the entire overworld. It's called Creepy World and it's awesome. The best minecart, they've actually got the best minecart rides. They've got the Wicked Twister and the Head Ripper. And they have the scariest ride ever known to zombie kind called the Zombie Thrasher. Man, it's going to be the best spring break ever. The only thing I have to worry about that my little brother is coming too. I was trying to tell Mom and Dad that little brother's aren't allowed in Creepy World because it may give them permanent brain damage, but I think it's brain backfired because they got really excited after I said that. Then I tried telling them that they didn't have rights for kids. It was all for 7 kids and above. But they started talking about the Zombie Minion Madness ride, and it's a small zombie world ride. They even said there's an entire section of Creepy World for kids called the Zombie Kiddie Land. I was out of ideas, so I guess the little what is coming to spring break vacation with us after all. But I don't care because it's going to be the best spring break ever. At one day, all the kids at school were talking about where they were going for spring break. As soon as I said them I was going to the jungle biome, their eye sockets got really big and their jaws dropped. Some of them even started drooling. Finally, I started to get some respect in the classroom. Yeah. That was until Big Mouth Jeff opened his mouth, Big Mouth, and said everybody that he was going to the ocean biome. He said that his family was going to spend a week at the Ocean Monumental Hotel and the amusement park. All the kids forgot about me and started gawking and drooling at Jeff. Something tells me that Jeff is making it up, though. I mean, zombies aren't supposed to be able to breathe underwater, but who knows, he probably has an uncle who invented some kind of underwater zombie suit that helps zombies breathe underwater. And I bet Jeff has like 3 of them. Some zombies get all the breaks. I asked Skeely, Slimy and Creepy where they were going for the spring break. I don't know yet, Skeely said. Me either, Slimy said. I'm going to find out this week, Creepy said, but I just hope it's not the jungle biome. The way you talk about it sounds really scary. It sure would be cool if we could all go to the same place for spring break, I said. Then we can have all kinds of fun together. You should tell your mom and dad to call our parents. That way we can all go to the jungle biome with you, Skeely said. That sounds awesome, Slimy said. But Creepy didn't like that idea. We finally got him to come by, promising that we wouldn't let him get on any scary rides. But somehow we convinced him to go to the haunted house. Go figure. Man, the spring break scarecation is turning out to be the best scarecation ever. And this Tuesday, I walked my ghoul friend Sally to school today. I asked her if she wanted to come to the jungle balloon with me and the guys for spring break, but she said she had to go with her mom and dad to their house in snow biome. Wow, your parents have a house in snow biome? Yeah, we have a house just about in every biome, Sally said. Wow, your parents must be rich, I said. Yeah, my dad made a lot of money during the last zombie apocalypse. His company supplies armor for the zombie army. Whoa, that's cool. Yeah, it pays the bills, she said. But aren't you afraid of snow golems? I asked her. The kids at school says they're worse than the iron golems. I told her how one time a kid at school had got an uncle that got caught by some snow golems. They used his head and limbs to play a game of snow baseball. If an ice cream truck hadn't come by, he would have never escaped. Oh, silly, those are only stories, she said. Snow golems only bother us if we go next to the human village. Our house is way on the other side of the mountain. Oh, okay, I said. I told her about my plants and about creepy world and about the zombie thrasher and about my little brother and the guys coming to the jungle world with me and my mom taking me to get new clothes and man. I thought Sally was the one that talked a lot. Wednesday, today our scare class took a trip, to go see some K-bats. I think all K-bats are dumb. All they do is fly around and make noise. But they don't do anything cool like killer rabbits or ghasts and stuff. But anyway, we went through some caves to find the bats, but we didn't find any. So me and the guys decided to do some cave exploring time. Mrs. Bones let us go exploring as long as we followed her one rule. Do not bother the cave spiders. You know how upset they can get. Me, Skeely, Slimy and Creepy went into this really dark cave. I could already hear Creepy getting nervous. But we saw a light up ahead which calmed him down. The night or light led us down to an abandoned mine shaft. It looked like everybody was recently working there. Hey, this reminds me of a movie I saw last night, Skeely said. It was called Indiana Bones and the Temple of Doom. It was really cool. The best part was when Indiana Bones jumped into a minecart and rolled really fast like a roller coaster, Skeely said. Hey, there's a minecart, I said. Why don't we jump in? All of us jumped into the minecart and pretended we were on a giant roller coaster. Man, this is what it's going to be at Creepy World. It's going to be so awesome, Slimy said. Guys, I don't feel so good. Creepy said. Oh, just sit in the back of the cart if you feel so queasy, we said him. Oh, okay. Creepy went to sit down, but as soon as he did, his foot kicked the brake lever. Hey, we're moving. All of a sudden, the minecart went up through a few caves until we reached the top of the mountain. Then, whoosh! Ah! We all screamed. The minecart was going about 100 miles an hour down the mountain and going through the caves and all around the abandoned mine shaft. Ah! We kept screaming. Hey, where's Creepy? Slimy said. We looked at the back of the minecart and Creepy was gone. All of a sudden, we heard a loud boom from where we came from. Oh, no, you don't think? Skeely said to me with a worried look on my face. I just looked at him, scared. Then all of a sudden, we slowed down as we came to the end of the mineshaft. Oh man, what are we going to tell to Creepy's parents? I don't know, I said. We walked back to Mrs. Bones' class. We got our heads hanging low. You might be wondering why I'm talking like this, but a scare spider actually pouch web in my mouth. When we got to Mrs. Bones' class, she scolded us for taking so long. Mrs. Bones, I have to tell you something. It's about Creepy, I said. All of a sudden, Creepy came out of nowhere and said, "Hey guys, how the minecart ride?" Me, Skilly and Slimy just stood there with our mouths open. "What's the matter?" Creepy asked. "We thought you blew up. What happened to you?" "Well, as soon as the minecart started moving, I fell out. Actually, I got lost accidentally. I ran into a cave full of TNT. Then I accidentally activated one. If it wasn't for the cave spiders, I would have been blown up for sure." Creepy said, "How did you escape?" "Well, the cave spiders covered me in spider webs. It stopped the blast from hurting me. Then I rode the cave spiders all the way back here," he said. "Wow, that's a great tip. When I play Minecraft, I'm going to use this tip. Or in Bed Wars." "Well, I'm just glad you're okay," I said. Skilly sighed and said, "Man, I wish I could take a cave spider ride." Today, Mom took me to get some clothes for our trips to the jungle biome. I was really excited. I wanted to get some of the coolest clothes that the kids at school were wearing. Well, everything was going great until I found out that Mom decided to take us to Creep Mart to get my new clothes. I was hoping she was going to take me to Scargate or Old Scare Navy or even Ruby's Ruse would have been better than Creep Mart. When we got there, Mom went ahead and picked up all of my clothes and made me try them on. "Mom, I look like a dork," I said after looking at myself in the mirror. "But I thought that's what all the kids are wearing at school nowadays," she said. "Man, moms don't know anything about picking out cool clothes. Slimy's mom brought him some new clothes, school clothes this year. And on the first day of school, all of the mob kids laughed at it. I laughed at it too. I couldn't help it too. Slimy really tried to rock those parachute pants, but it just didn't work. Another time, Skiri's mom made him wear jeans with stripes on them. All the kids said it made him look really skinny. Well, I'm not gonna let that happen to me. No way. Mom, I'm not 12 years old. I'm old enough to pick out my own clothes," she said. "Oh, you're right, honey," she said. "Oh, my little zombie's growing up so fast." Smack! She kissed me right in front of all the people at the store. So embarrassing. Then I picked out some clothes that I thought would really make me cool. "Yeah, just right," I said as I looked in the mirror. My mom kind of looked at me funny, but she didn't say anything because she knows that I'm a big zombie now. And afterward, we went to get cookies and ice creams. Then at Friday, man, it was awful. As soon as I got to school, everybody was staring at my new clothes. Nobody was saying anything, so I thought, they must love my new duds. Then one kid started laughing, and soon everyone started laughing too. My worst daymare has come true. Worst of all, I had to walk around school all day with these clothes on. At lunch, Slimy and Skilly came by to see me, and they gave me a nod like they could understand what I was going through. "Man, I don't get it. I was sure that these were the clothes that all the cool kids at school are wearing."
"No, man. Those are the clothes that the cool kids at school are wearing."
Skilly pointed at Big Mouth just as he walked into the lunchroom. I was confused. Everything about the universe came crashing down at that moment. When I looked at Big Mouth Jeff, he was wearing the same outfit that my mom had picked out for me. Life is so unfair. So this Saturday, today, I was going to asked mom to take me back to the store so I could exchange my clothes. But I felt like if I did that, she would use it as an excuse to pick out my clothes till I was 30. So I didn't say anything. I just had to get rid of these clothes before mom made me wear them again. So I had an idea. I went to visit Mutant at his house, but when I got there, he wasn't home. But I didn't go to find Mutant anywhere. As soon as I got there, I took out my new clothes and put them in a bucket. Then I poured out the largest bottle of carrot juice I could find all over them. Then I stuck some twigs in them so that they looked like me. I started making noises like I was walking around when all of a sudden, Fluffy the Killer Rabbit came out. I wasn't sure if Fluffy would take the bait, so I started saying mean things like Mutant's older brother. Why are you playing with those rabbits, you dumb ogre? All of a sudden, Fluffy's eyes grew bright red and it tore my little stick zombie statue apart. Man, I've got to remember never to make Fluffy mad at me. When Fluffy was finished with the clothes, they looked like a spaghetti. I quickly put them on because I was going to home and tell mom that I got attacked by a killer rabbit. But then Fluffy came out again. Oh man, I think he wasn't finished yet. His beady little eyes glowed red and I was sure I was dead. Then all of a sudden Fluffy jumped on my head and rubs his face next to me. Phew, that was a close one. Well, I guess when my mom smells me now, she'll really think I got attacked by a killer rabbit. When I got home, I told my mom and dad that a killer rabbit attacked me again and it worked like a charm. I even got the mushroom milk and cookies for all my troubles. My mom took me to the store to get me more clothes. New clothes. You know, mom, I said, I don't show you enough appreciation. I think I'm going to follow your advice on what clothes I should wear. My mom was so happy that she bought me an extra t-shirt. Man, it's good to have a killer rabbit when you need one. So this Sunday, I went to go Steve today to tell him about my plans for spring break. I found him in some caves playing with some TNT. Boom! I went in to check on him, but all I found were his tools floating around the cave. Next thing I know, Steve comes into the cave. How did you? What you were? Never mind, I said. I was so excited to tell Steve about my plans, I didn't have the time to ask him how he did that disappearing trick. Hey, guess what, I said. I'm going on a scarecation with my parents to the coolest biome ever. What's a scarecation? Steve asked. A scarecation is when you skip school to go someplace fun with your family, you know. Scarecation, I said. Oh, we have those too. We call them vacations. Vacations? Steve said. Vacations? Who would anyone go to Veka, I thought. Anyway, me and my family are going to the jungle biome for spring break. Isn't that awesome, I said. That's really awesome, I said. And guess what? What, I said. I'm going to the jungle biome too, Steve said. I was planning on exploring the jungle temple about the same time you're going. Wow, that's great. I'm trying to get Skeely, Slimy and Creepy's parents to go too. Man, we're all going to be there together. Don't you guys want to go exploring in the jungle temple with me? Steve said. It's supposed to be the resting place of the wishing emerald. What's that? Well, the wishing emerald is supposed to make anything you wish for come true. I'm not sure it's real, but I want to go explore the jungle temple to see if I can find out, Steve said. Count me in, I said. That sounds awesome, I said. So I walked away thinking about our spring break is going to be 10 times better now that Steve's coming. Also, the jungle temple sounded tight. Man, this is gonna be the most amazing spring break ever. Okay, guys, here is where we part. If you want to just tune in for another episode, I'll record it, I'll do it, I'll send it. Goodbye.